regardless of what we go through, just know this, that God is sovereign and in control, not the devil. See, God has the devil on a leash. He can't do anything and everything he wants to do. My friend, God's in control of your life. So let's trust him. Lean not on our own understanding, but in every way, let's acknowledge this, that God is in control, and God is sovereign.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We're delighted to have you with us today on Truth and Fact. I pray that you're having a wonderful day in the Lord, and I just pray that you can sense his very presence. You know, God loves you. He has a purpose and a plan for your life, and we're just grateful that you take the time, a few minutes out of the day, to listen to this devotional, the Word of God, and I pray that it will speak to your heart. Now, we are in the book of Job. We're dealing with the fact that true Christianity shines in darkness. It's easy to praise God when things are going good. Oh, it's easy to worship the Lord when you have money to pay your bills. It's easy to worship God when things are going good and you have your health. But what happens when you go through a difficult time and calamity strikes? When you find yourself in a trial, are you still able to worship God? Are you still able to give God the glory? Well, look what Job did. He said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." When everything was taken away from him, he didn't blame God. He didn't curse God. But no, he rather worshiped the Lord. He gave God worship. And my friend, it's imperative that we also worship the Lord, because we have a world out there that is watching us. And I pray that they would see the light of Christ shine through us, even through a difficult and a hard time. Now, my friend, I believe that after the initial shock, that something deep within Job knew where his strength would come from. He knew that in all of this, that God was still God no matter what. You know, in Psalm 73, verse 26 says this, "My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." That verse speaks to me. Praise God. When it says, "My God is the strength of my heart," it means that he is my rock. That's right. He is my foundation. He is my rock. He is my strength. The Lord is the source of our strength. He is the one that will enable us to get through a difficult time. He is the one that will help us. See, Job's reaction was with intense grief, but also with humility that submitted to God, and he was able to continue to worship the Lord in the midst of extreme adversity. My friend, let me say this. True Christianity shines in darkness. Let me say it again. True Christianity shines in darkness. There is something deep within that enables us to cry out and worship the Lord of heaven. I don't believe that we're capable of doing this in our own strength. We don't have that strength just within ourselves. No, it comes from the Lord. This has to be something of the supernatural. This has to be something that God does in us. You see, Paul and Silas, they were beaten with rods and thrown into the inner prison. They had cast a demon out of a girl, a spirit of divination. Now they're being persecuted for their faith. So they're beaten and thrown into prison. The Bible says that it was at midnight. It was a dark time, my friend. That tells me it was a dark hour. But in the midst of that beating and bloody backs, in the midst of the pain and the darkness, they began to do this. Complain? No. Murmur? No. What did they do? They began to pray, and they began to sing praises unto God. You see, the light begins to penetrate the darkness. The devil can't stop them. Beatings can't stop them. Pain can't stop them. The Romans cannot stop them. All the demons of hell cannot stop Paul and Silas. The light penetrates the darkness. Is it dark? Yes. But here comes the light. It's shining. It's praying. It's singing. It's worshiping. Others hear it, and before you know it, a jailer gets saved. Why? Because he never saw another religion do that. But this was different. When all seems hopeless, then hope arises. Out of the depths of darkness, light shines forth and a man gets saved.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.